This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. How far are you willing to let the police go in order to catch a terrorist or gather information on a suspect, even if it's not even a terrorist investigation? How far should the police be able to go? Because it turns out, according to the AP today, numerous federal and local law enforcement agencies have bypassed subpoenas and warrants designed to protect civil liberties and gathered Americans' personal telephone records from private sector data brokers. You've seen these guys before. You may not have really noticed or known who they were, but for instance, if you go to a website like switchboard.com and you type in looking for somebody's phone number, for instance, it'll come up with the results if there really is a phone number for that person, or it'll come up with get information on Mark Edge by clicking here and paying $29.95 for a full report as far as where the persons live, where they currently work, driver's license information. I mean, there's all kinds of info that's available through these data brokers.
Absolutely. They know that information is valuable these days, and they know that if you want to, that you may very well pay $30 a person. If you can collect that kind of info at $30 a person, I mean, it's not too long before you've got a pretty healthy little business.
Well, it turns out, now we're all aware at this point that the NSA has been busily intercepting phone calls and doing other things that certainly were not within their jurisdiction, certainly not were legally appropriate, but they did it anyway. Would it make you feel better if you knew that they weren't actually doing the data collection, that it was a private company doing the data collection, and they were just buying the services? That way the government's hands aren't dirty. They're just buying services from a legal company. Now, whether or not that legal company is getting the information in a legal manner, that's a whole other question.
Right. It's a little shady, whatever.
Well, it turns out they're not getting it legally. These brokers, many of whom advertise aggressively on the Internet, have gotten into customer accounts online, tricked phone companies into revealing information, and even acknowledged that their practices violate laws, according to documents gathered by congressional investigators provided to the AP. The law enforcement agencies include offices in Homeland Security, Department of, also the Justice Department, including the FBI and the U.S. Marshals Service, as well as municipal police departments in California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, and Utah. Experts believe hundreds of other police departments frequently use these services. Quote, we're requesting any and all information you have regarding the above cell phone account and the account holder, including account activity and the account holder's address, which is what a police investigator in Redwood City wrote to PDJ Investigations in Texas, one of these data brokers. An agent in Denver for the U.S. ICE Department, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, sent a similar request on Homeland Security stationery. I'm looking for all available subscriber information for the following phone number. Congressional investigations estimated that the U.S. government likely spent about $30 million, your taxpayer dollars, buying personal data from private brokers. But that number likely understates the breadth of transactions, since brokers said they rarely charge law enforcement agencies any price. Come on in. Take advantage of our services for free.
Well, then how do they pay that much money in order to get it?
Well, they're buying some of the services, but most of them are provided for free. Now, why would they be doing something like that? Why would these private companies, who normally when a government agency buys a service from a private company, whether it be purchasing a toilet seat or buying construction contracts, they pay too much. Usually that's the problem with government, is it doesn't have any incentive to save the money that it has because it stole it from you. So therefore they just spend all kinds of money. They'll spend $500 on a toilet seat because they're buying it from one of their buddies. You know, they're buying it from a supplier that happens to be connected politically. So therefore, hey, we'll send you this business. Sure, we're paying you 10 times as much as we're supposed to for your service or product, but no matter. It's not our money anyway.
Well, it's really great for a company to get involved with the government, because there's situations like that happen. You can sell hammers for $500.
Government contracts. So why in this case aren't they?
Well, the reason I would imagine is because they want to get in with the government. Hey, here's a little taste test. It's like when you go to the grocery store and they give you a sausage and some cheese and a toothpick. They just want you to come in and try it out and then You know, perhaps they'll get in, or perhaps, you know, this is their sausage and cheese and a toothpick, and then the services beyond that cost
money. I don't
know
about that, because PDJ, this one company that's being examined here, says it has always provided help to police for free. Quote, agencies from all across the country took advantage of it. It seems to me, at least, that the reason why they're doing this is because, hey, if they're in good with the cops, they probably won't be prosecuted. I know the prosecutor's different from the police department, but nonetheless, I mean, if the cops aren't angry at these people, then why would they ever go after them for violating the law in actually acquiring this information? We know law enforcement has used this because it's easily obtained and you can gather a lot of information very quickly, according to one of the people that was looking into this. They said that data companies will relentlessly pursue a target's personal information. They'll impersonate and use everything available that they have to convince the person who has the information to share it with them. Mm. And it's shocking how successful they are. They can basically obtain any information about anybody on any subject. And think about why. I mean, when you call your bank, for instance, or even a cell phone company, when you call up and say, hey, I want to change my address on my account, or you want to get into your account for some reason, they always ask you verification. Well, what's your last four digits of your Social Security number? Okay, what's your last name, your address,
your mother's
zip code, your mom's maiden name? This is information that these data brokers probably already have.
Right.
So if they're looking for more detailed information, like bank account numbers, routing numbers, that sort of thing, all they have to do is call up the bank, pretend to be you, because they have all the info they need at their fingertips, and gather whatever extra information that they're looking for. Very simple. It's a simple matter. I'm not in the business, and I can think up ways that they can scam these companies.
Yeah, you know, if you get enough information from the beginning, and it can't be that hard, it's out there floating around, and I think that the biggest problem here is, now, when a little company, which is essentially a few, maybe one person, a few people, these
okay.
data miners, these folks, when they collect the information, it's one person that knows your, you know, that has your a small database of, you know, say 100,000 names or something like that, and then they sell those. The problem is when it gets larger and larger. For instance, when the government buys it, now they've got all that information. They enter in a file somewhere, it gets moved around, and you know all the files get filled up with more and more information. And then the government loses it,
mm-hmm.
loses the information, and it's like the bigger they are, the harder they fall. If the data miner has your information, it's unlikely, unless they want to get the felony themselves, that somebody's going to find it, use it, get it. But everybody knows the government has information on people, so they're always looking for that kind of stuff.
You're saying it's more likely the government databases will be hacked? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that where would you go? Would you go looking in a person's closet for some money, or would you go to a bank vault? The bank vault has more money in it.
Yeah.
And the government's kind of like the bank vault versus a person who might have a little strong box in their closet.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, there's more information there. There's more likelihood of it being there. That's where people are going to go.
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it's just a thought process. Why the government shouldn't be collecting centralized information on us.
No, they certainly
don't have they don't have any reason. They should be securing the borders. And I don't think that really includes creating giant databases and having, you know, IDs and all the other stuff that they want to do.
Did you just say the government should secure the borders?
I believe that they should. Yeah, they would secure them from attack. I mean, do you mean secure them from immigration?
Yeah, when I hear you say that, that's immediately what I think.
Well, that's because the immigration people have painted with a wide brush anybody who comes into the country as an invader. And I don't believe that. I believe that people who want to work
from
the country.
Speaking of securing the borders, did you hear about this North Korean missile threat?
There's a North Korean missile threat.
You didn't hear about that?
Well,
it was in the news.
Apparently, I had a brush with death day, and I didn't even know it.
Wow. Well, actually, it was really in the news yesterday. Apparently, North Korea has been making rumblings about testing a missile that could possibly hit the United
Make
States.
Make it to California.
Sure. 1-800-259-9231. So do you think it's all right for the cops to just gather information from sources that are illegally obtaining it? Is that okay by you? 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is for Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. The question, though, on the table right now is, how far will you allow the police to go? Do you think that they've pushed it a little bit too far by using these data brokers? We'll explore a little bit more. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 110,000 posts await you. Over 1,200 people are interacting there. There's serious issues to be discussed. There's fun stuff there as well. It's free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That'll get you right to it. bbs.freetalklive.com. The days are ticking away until Porkfest begins. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006, where you can get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. That would be 2 days from now. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. And I know we're going to probably be having a few people calling us from Porkfest since we can't make it this year, alerting us to all of the interesting things that are going on there.
Looking forward to it.
Indeed. So the government has now been revealed to have been utilizing the services of so-called data brokers. These are the people that offer you reports on individuals for $29.95. You can type in a name on the internet and get all kinds of personal information about these people, about anybody, virtually. And, you know, in some cases, this is useful. I mean, this is a useful service. For instance, if you're trying to find an old friend, this might be a great way to go about doing it. But when the government is involved, things get a little, well, questionable.
Right. Like, why in the world do they have the right to know this stuff? Now, I can see if somebody's wanted for murder and the detective goes online and pays the money for it pays the money out of an account for the police department account and they manage to track the guy down. That sounds like good police work to me. But I think the drug war has made it so that police are just able to do whatever they want.
Right.
It's really paved the road for the destruction of the Fourth Amendment. And secondly, you know, I don't like the idea of the government collecting all this information because they're bad at everything they do. And so, therefore, when they have this information, they're going to be bad at holding on to it and keeping it out of the hands of other people. Now, admittedly, if you want to have information secret, like your Social Security number, you need to not give it to people. Ever. Don't give it to the phone company.
Wait a minute.
Don't give it to the bank. Don't give it to anybody.
If you don't have okay, it's nice to say that you shouldn't give your Social Security number out to the bank, and I've heard rumors that there are banks that will allow you to open accounts without Social Security numbers, but that's all that I've ever seen. It's just rumors. It's totally unconfirmed. I've tried to do it. It does not work. The banks have Patriot Act legislation in place. I mean, if it could be done maybe 5 years ago, it can't be done now.
Well, first off, you're limiting your mind as to what a bank is. For instance, there are these lower-level banks. One of them is AmScot. I'm sure everyone's heard of it. And they go and make cash checks and that kind of thing.
That's not a bank.
It is absolutely a bank.
It's a check-cashing service.
Okay.
It's a money
You can call it whatever you want.
Okay.
It's a bank. If they don't have accounts.
Can I deposit money in an account? Because that's the hallmark of a bank to me.
It is definitely a hallmark, but they are considered banks. I mean, if you go and start looking at the definition, they're money changers, and that's where banking began.
Okay.
So anyway, you can do banking services. You can have your privacy. It will cost you money, but you can have that.
That's
true.
You
can also claim I'm not doing business. I can't do business with you unless I get paid in cash.
Right. Well, there's no doubt about it, Mark. If you want privacy, it takes effort, and it's going to cost you extra.
Yep.
It takes effort, time, and money to obtain privacy. And you really have to be careful about it, too. You really have to think and re-examine the steps that you're going to take, the things that you're going to do. You can live a private life still in America. It's just difficult.
Yeah.
It's taxing. And most people don't.
Yeah, the vast majority of people.
Right. Most people open bank accounts. Most people get phones in their own name.
And
so, therefore, all of these data mining corporations can get information on you. In fact, returning to the AP, Mark Rodenberg, head of the Washington-based Electronic Privacy Information Center, says this is a pernicious end run around the Fourth Amendment. The government is encouraging unlawful conduct. It's not smart on the law enforcement side to be making use of information obtained improperly. Well, I don't see why it's not smart. I don't think they're going to face any consequences from this. Certainly the NSA has yet to face any consequences from just tapping people's phones without warrants.
Well, there's been some vitriolic articles written.
Ooh.
Yeah. Somebody said some bad words about us.
A federal agent who ordered phone records without subpoenas from about a half a dozen times recently said he learned about the service from other FBI investigators and was told that this was a method to obtain phone subscriber information quicker than with a subpoena. The reason why is because subpoenas take a long time to get, apparently.
We hate subpoenas here at whatever agency.
The agent spoke on a condition of anonymity because he's not authorized to speak with reporters, and he and colleagues use data brokers, quote, when we have the need to act fairly quickly. Waiting for phone company's response to a subpoena can take several days or up to 45 days, said a police supervisor from Redwood, California, who's also been using these services. In some cases, a request to a data broker yields answers in a few hours. Legal experts said law enforcement agencies would be permitted to use illegally obtained information from private parties without violating the Fourth Amendment's protection against unlawful search and seizure, as long as the police did not encourage any crimes to be committed. So, they're totally immune. They no more Fourth Amendment necessary.
You know,
they're getting all their information from private data brokers, and even though it's known that a lot of these brokers are using illegal tactics, for instance, posing as the individual in question in order to obtain more information.
Sounds to me like they're dealing in stolen property.
That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. They're transferring stolen information.
And, you know, here's the other
thing. And they're using it to convict people.
They're using it to convict, or they're just using it to investigate?
To investigate.
In the hopes that they will find information that they can use for conviction.
I'm not sure. It looks as though they might be able to use this information in cases. I mean, they're legally purchasing it. The purchase is legal, according to what I'm reading here. But the methods to obtain the information, totally illegal. And as long as the police department doesn't say, hey, will you go and pose as so-and-so so you can get some information? As long as they say, instead of saying that, we're looking for info on so-and-so. Think you can get that for us?
You know, I wouldn't have as much problem with cops using gray methods of obtaining information.
With murderers.
If we're talking about people, you know, the kind of guys that I think should be put in prison, but, you know, the kind of people that hurt people. But with crimes that don't hurt people, where people aren't robbed, you know, defrauded out of things, I don't have any use for this. And it's those crimes that push the envelope that allows police to use whatever methods they want.
Now, I'm not angry necessarily at the private data suppliers here. I understand they're in a business of providing information, and I agree with you, Mark.
Well,
if you want your information protected, it's up to you to keep that info private.
I'm not sure. I don't agree with that. I mean, I think that a thief breaks into a bank and steals stuff. A data miner breaks into companies' websites and uses fraud and theft in order to get this information. And if they're doing that,
if they're using fraud, then I have a problem.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. If they're doing that, then they need to. You know, they need to be have the book thrown at them.
Unfortunately, no one's going to do that. Nobody is going to throw the book at these people because they're helping the police. They're the pals of the police, the information clearinghouses for police investigators, and nobody's going to threaten them. Nobody's going to bring charges against them. 1-800-259-9231. This is the new America, the fascist state of America. And how do you feel about it? 800-259-9231. Well, there's more news about the cops. This one's just unbelievable. There was a shootout today between the cops. Cops versus cops. We'll give you the details coming up. 800-259-9231. Maybe this government really will break up from the inside. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo. We put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners. And that's the point of the Shrine. It's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors are participating. The only requirement is that you send us a validated photo, which means that in the picture, you're proving that you listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. From Tallahassee, which is a shame because we're going to be on in Tallahassee here pretty soon, but not quite. Anyway, Tallahassee, this morning, a gunfight broke out in a federal prison between federal agents and prison guards as the agents tried to arrest six of the prison guards on charges that they traded alcohol and drugs for sex with female prisoners.
Really? Can you imagine male guards might trade something for sex with female inmates?
Yep, that's exactly what
now,
they were doing.
Do we really want this? I mean, do we really want to have so many convicts in America that we have to throw in what would otherwise be good, law-abiding dudes who would have real jobs, not be working for the state in the capacity of, you know, imprisoning people? But we have so many people in prison in America. I mean, this is like really natural. I can totally see me giving drugs or alcohol for sex if I worked in a women's prison.
Okay. Would you kill federal agents over the entire process? Like when they came to arrest you, would you start shooting?
I'm not saying that I would necessarily start shooting, but I can tell you I wouldn't want to go to prison, and I do want a gun.
Well, these guys didn't want to go to prison either. When the shooting ended, two people were dead. One of them was one of the federal law enforcement agents, whose name has not been released. The other was Ralph Hill, one of the six men who was to be arrested. Another person whose name has not been released was wounded and taken to a nearby hospital. Then they named the five other guards who have all been taken into custody. The shooting erupted at 7:42
a.m.?
Yep.
Wow.
It's according to the New York Times.
I haven't had coffee by then.
He said that, according to Michael Fulmer, the special agent in charge, he says the arrest followed a year-long investigation conducted by the Federal Bureau of Prisons. The six guards were indicted on Tuesday of charges of conspiracy to commit acts of bribery, witness tampering, mail fraud, and interstate transportation in aid of racketeering. Those charges carry maximum sentences of 20 years in prison. He told reporters, actually, what this involved is the defendants using their official positions to obtain money from inmates in exchange for introducing contraband into the prison. This is not a new story. This has been going on forever. I mean, as long as drugs in prisons have been around, there have been prison guards who've been willing to risk their jobs and possibly their freedom in order to supply inmates with drugs.
It happens all the time. And, you know, it's not just drugs. It's all kinds of contraband.
Sure. Well, what else might be banned from prisons? I mean, weapons, I presume.
Well,
drugs.
Anything. You know, convicts want to have jewelry. They want to have
hamburgers.
Cash. They want to have, food from the outside.
Right.
Anything. You could. I'm sure you could bargain with a Tic Tac if it came down to it.
So basically, you've got a situation where there are inmates, whether it's male or female, doesn't matter. They're demanding certain services. They're demanding certain products. The easiest way to get those products and services in is through the guards, because the guards are the ones that are supposed to stop the products from coming in. Depending on how corrupt the guards are at the prison that you're at, is going to be, you know, how much of that stuff that you can get through. And there's a profit incentive there. I mean, these prisoners are willing to pay a certain number of times the market value for these products. I could imagine that drugs would be a little bit more expensive in prison than they might be on the outside.
A friend of mine worked at a prison for quite some time, and he told me that it was a tenth of a gram cost $10
of marijuana.
So that means a gram of marijuana was worth $100.
And wow.
The breakdown street value. Now, I can't imagine how you would roll a joint with a tenth of a gram of marijuana.
Really?
It's like rolling up paper, and then like every once in a while you hit a leaf.
Yeah. Wow.
But that's what he said, and who am I to say otherwise? It seems like a phenomenal amount of money to me, but...
Well, you got to pay these guards enough money to make it worth their while. I mean, they're putting their butts on the line, and they're risking their careers over this.
I hear butts is one of the ways that stuff gets in prison.
An FBI spokesperson said that while the federal agents and Justice Department investigators, when they arrived at the prison, one of the indicted guards shot a federal corrections officer. The officers then fired back. Apparently, the prison is now in lockdown status. It's a low-security institution with adjacent detention centers for men and women. It now houses more than 1,400 inmates and is located 3 miles east of downtown Tallahassee. At an arraignment, the five surviving prison guards pleaded not guilty to the charges listed in the indictment, which was handed down on Tuesday by a federal grand jury. How interesting. After a shootout, these guys still pled not guilty. Obviously, at least one of them was... Well, I don't know how many of them were actually involved in the shooting. It may have just been that one guy, but it looks like he thought he was guilty. He was willing to go down in flames.
Hey, he's innocent until proven guilty, and I don't know what you're talking about.
And now he'll never be proven guilty.
Well,
he's dead.
You know, some people don't want to go to prison.
Prosecutors asserted the indictment that the guards brought contraband into the prison, possibly including drugs and alcohol, to sell and use as payment in exchange for sexual conduct from up to 15 female inmates. So these girls didn't even really have to pay for them. They just gave it up. I mean, they didn't actually have to pay the $100 for a gram of marijuana.
No.
Which is kind of nice.
Well, I mean, the guards are getting a deal. I would imagine that...
I would guess this sort of behavior doesn't go on at male prisons. Well, those guys have to pay, right?
Most guards are male.
Yeah.
Statistically. And,
right.
And women don't seem to... It doesn't seem to work the same way.
They don't have that same drive.
I don't believe they do. Right. I mean, we've had people call in and write in to say otherwise. I don't agree with that.
Do you think that the guards that were using the women in this way were really just desperate, that desperate for sex? Or did they want to take advantage of, did they want to sort of use their power over these women in the prison?
I don't understand where...
Because it doesn't seem like the cleanest sexual situation.
It's probably not the cleanest sexual situation, but, the male evolutionary imperative is to have sex with as many women as possible.
Right.
And here's an opportunity to have sex. It's going to cost me how much alcohol? A small flask worth?
Yeah.
I'll be back tomorrow. You know? I mean, it's just something that can happen. Whereas, you know, I would imagine that if it... I know that it did happen to my friend that worked in the prison, the female-male relationship.
Right.
This was a male prison at which he worked. But it happened very rarely, and it was, you know, I would imagine that the male inmate had to spend a lot of time wooing the female guard.
The indictment also charges that the guards used the drugs and alcohol to buy the inmates' silence about all the various ways that the guards were violating the prison's rules to get what they wanted, or that they threatened to plant the contraband on them if the inmates did not cooperate. Further, the indictment says the guards persuaded or intimidated the inmates and their family members and associates to transmit money in payment for the drugs and alcohol via the mail or wire transmissions or hand delivery. They're also accused of listening in on the inmates' telephone conversations, which is allowed by prison rules, and threatening to disclose details about the conversations unless they cooperated with the guards. So,
these are some bad dudes.
Yeah, man. They held all of the cards in this case.
Yeah.
In addition, it states that the guards threatened some inmates into cooperating with them by saying that they could have them shipped to another prison farther from their families. They did this by showing some of the inmates information about themselves on the prison computer system as proof that they could be tracked anywhere within the prison system. So now they are all facing charges. They pleaded not guilty, and one of them is dead, as is an FBI agent. Cops shooting cops. But the bad cop stories don't end there, because we got a cop beating his wife coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number, and anything goes. Dean here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website. You just go and get them. There's no logging in or membership fee or any of that stuff. Just go download them for free at freetalklive.com. So we started out with information about how the police at all sorts of levels, local, state, and federal, have been found to have been using data brokers to get your information or get personal information on individuals without having to go through that whole subpoenaing process and the warrants and all that paperwork that they usually have to fill out. In this case, they just have to call up a private company and they'll supply them with the info. It doesn't matter to the cops if it was illegally obtained. That's a non-issue. Then we found out that there was a police shootout this morning between federal agents and prison guards who didn't want to go to jail because they had been found allegedly to have been trading sex or trading alcohol and drugs for sex with female inmates. Now we've got a cop who's been beating his wife. In fact, this cop probably should have gotten a job at the prison. That way he could have had some sex with some other women because, as usual, it's about sex. A Clearwater police officer arrested Sunday, this from the St. Petersburg Times, after beating his wife for refusing to engage in group sex.
Oh, my.
According to a Pasco County Sheriff's Report.
If you don't engage in group sex with me, I'm going to punch you in the nose.
After 6:30 p.m., 43-year-old Nicholas Brems and his wife, who live in Lutz, got into an argument when he suggested that the pair engage... Lutz.
Yes, and that explains everything.
I don't understand.
Well, it's Lutz is hillbilly woods.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, it's the equivalent of Mayaca City.
I gotcha. He got into an argument when he suggested the pair engage in sexual acts with other couples. His wife said after she told her husband no, he began pushing her head into a wall and then punched her several times. According to the report, the beating left Brems's wife with blood streaming from the left side of her head, as well as several bruises on other parts of her body.
It's her fault. She should have moved out of Lutz. Should have just left Lutz.
That's what she gets for marrying a cop from Lutz?
Yeah, really. I gotta say.
When a deputy spoke with Brems, he said his actions were in self-defense, and that he'd beat this charge because he did nothing wrong. I'm gonna beat this charge just like I beat... Wait, I mean, I didn't do... The deputy also noted that Brems appeared to be drunk at the time and had a strong odor of alcohol on him, as well as slurred speech. Boy, those cops love their alcohol, don't they? Brems was hired by the Clearwater Police Department, worked as a motorcycle officer. The spokesman of the PD said, after Brems is released, he'll be taken off the street and given office duties. Boy, oh boy. He's beaten his wife, slammed her head into a wall, pummeled her, given her multiple bruises, and they give him a desk job. It's pretty sweet, huh?
You don't want to just toss him out. You got to be sure. We got to make sure that this case goes entirely through.
1-800-259-9231 to the phones to Joe in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Hey, Joe. You're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
We got you. What's up, man?
Yeah, this show's what a disgrace. Where can I get a copy? Can you put these articles up so I can go up and get them? You know, it's hard for me. I'm a visually impaired person.
It's probably going to continue to be hard for you. I mean, we post all of our articles on the BBS under the Issues Forum, so that's where you will find them all if you can navigate that successfully.
It'll say where they're located, but it proves my view, but the authorities, they can go crazy. It's okay, but we can't. Now, if you or I did that, we'd be in jail in minutes.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it. If we beat our significant others, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And my job wouldn't have any problem firing me. They may or may not fire me, but at the very least, you know,
many private businesses fire upon accusation of crime. They don't wait for.
Many do. They don't want to be painted with that brush.
Also, the prison. That's really something. I mean, I don't think people should be mistreated in prison. But boy, those cops went way overboard. See, it was all power corrupts.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Or so says Lord Acton. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
What's this about this telephone? I missed part of it. What, they have agencies that they can get records and stuff?
Yeah, there's private information providers, data brokers as they're called, and the cops just call these guys up and say, "I want to get information on Joe, the blind man in Boston."
Mm-hmm.
And these private information companies will just provide the info to the cops free of charge because it's well known that they're acquiring the information illegally, and so therefore they just sort of hand it off to the police, and they expect that in return the police will protect them.
Yeah, I'm trying to find someone who's a real nice person who knew about my situation who could help, and I can't even find him, but I guess if I were a cop I could get it real easy. Boy, it just shows you what's going on. Yeah.
It's all bad, right, man, and it's just going to keep getting worse. I mean, as we continue down
until
the path...
Until something happens, a big explosion takes place or something. You know?
Well, if an explosion takes place, they'll just crack down even more. The police state is growing day by day in this country, and most people are totally oblivious to it. Most people still equate the police with protection and service,
in fact,
they're not protecting any of us. They're only protecting their own power.
Well, I think the thing we need is a revolution. That would solve the problem. Maybe.
We're working on it, Joe. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. Really,
now,
I agree with him.
Thomas Jefferson suggested that there be a revolution every generation.
Right.
Every
20 or 30 years. Right?
I'd hate to see a bloody revolution here in America. I really would.
You don't have to have it. It doesn't have to be bloody.
We definitely need a revolution. I don't believe we need a bloody one. I don't want to see any shots fired in this revolution.
Right.
But
let's have an intellectual revolution, political revolution.
When I think about the gentleman with whom we spoke last night, Rick Stanley. Rick Stanley.
Being persecuted by the police.
You know,
all kinds of things.
The police didn't have any problems drawing guns and being prepared to fire their shots. So
that's true.
It's us peaceful citizens who are the ones who are reticent to pull our guns and fire our shots.
Well, as time goes on, we're going to have more and more opportunities to stand up for liberty. As the boot crushes further onto our necks, it's going to become more and more important that we don't allow it to happen. 1-800-259-9231, and that's why, of course, we're part of the Free State Project. More on the way here. Speaking of out-of-line government, this whole flag-burning thing's been in the news, but we've actually got evidence now, apparently, of George Bush defacing the flag. On the way.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is free, including the wiki. All of the content on the wiki created by the listeners. You go to it at wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, some photo has been discovered of George Bush doing something to the flag. What happened?
You know, I get sent all kinds of stuff, and somebody sent me this little picture with a caption underneath it, and I went and checked it out, and sure enough, it's an AP photo. It's a picture of George Bush signing his name on a little, you know, one of those little American flags that you hold up at a rally. Mm-hmm. I have one in my mailbox. Yay, America! You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Well, somebody apparently thought it would be a good idea to get them, George Bush, to sign their American flag. Now, I'm not saying that I have a problem with this. It's a little piece of fabric that is, you know, that supports America. You like George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I think that having George Bush's signature on a little American flag.
It's your flag.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
It's your property.
I don't have any problem with it. But the Senate has been debating,
well, the flag defacing, this is terrible stuff.
And right.
A rash of
47 reported cases in 200 years of flag burnings. This American must be stopped. The people fight and die for this
right.
flag. You know, just nonsense. Babbling crap.
Yeah, nationalistic garbage.
Really. And, you know, and they just want to, you know, abridge constitutional rights for people to burn flags or desecrate flags.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a picture of George Bush with a Sharpie in hand, scrawling his name across the American flag.
Yeah, that's kind of presumptuous, isn't it?
Now, he's the President of the United States of America. Who's better name to be on a flag, quite honestly? But
the flag's not about the president, though.
Could it be defacement?
I say yes.
Look, when I'm looking at this picture, I see defacement.
Did you post that on the BBS?
I don't know how to post a picture on the BBS.
Didn't you? Oh, somebody just sent the picture to you?
Sent a picture and article.
Okay. Is there a link to the article? We'll figure it out.
You will figure it out.
This
is beyond my
ability. We can't just talk about it without them being
absolutely. I'll put it on here. Now, I personally am not happy with George Bush as a president. When I look at this picture shot over his left shoulder of him signing this little American flag with a Sharpie marker, I'm disgusted. It's because I don't like George Bush, and I know that that's the reason. But as somebody
wouldn't you be as disgusted if it was Bill Clinton?
I don't think that...
They're both desecrating the flag.
I don't like Bill Clinton either, so you're really not asking me a fair question. If I had the opportunity to get Harry Brown to sign a little American flag for me in his 2000 campaign,
yeah,
you know, I might have done that.
Harry Brown, the Libertarian presidential
candidate. Because there's a great American. Mm-hmm. If I had the opportunity to have Rick Stanley, you know, who we had on the show last night, sign a little American flag for me, you know, I would treasure that little American flag.
I see what you're saying.
So, to me, what it says is, this is a great American who has signed this, and it really depends on the person. So, for me, George Bush has desecrated this American flag because he's desecrated the office of the President of the United States.
Well, plus, I mean, it's his crowd that's providing the fuel on this fire, this idea that we should have this amendment to ban these types of activities.
It's the Republicans that are spearheading this.
Here he is engaging in it, so it's a bit of hypocrisy on his part.
So this picture was taken at the Beaver Aerospace Defense, after speaking about jobs and economic growth in Livonia, Michigan, Thursday, July the 23rd, 2003, and we'll post it on the BBS at freetalklive.com.
BBS.freetalklive.com. Hour number two is on the way. We're going to talk about cigarette smuggling.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...